This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody in for Lisa Mullins. The first retail marijuana shops in Massachusetts and on the East Coast will open in a few days. Today, state cannabis regulators issued final certificates to two retail shops. They are expected to begin selling marijuana on Tuesday. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us now with the latest. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, Sharon.
Where are the shops and what final hurdles did they need to clear for this approval to happen?
Well, the two shops are New England Treatment Access in Northampton and Cultivate in Leicester. Both are open right now to the medical marijuana patients, but beginning Tuesday, they will be open to anyone over the age of 21. They just have to show your driver's license, show you're over 21, and you'll be able to go in there as of Tuesday and purchase cannabis. Now, they just got their final inspections this week. Once those inspections took place, Cannabis Control Commission put the word out this afternoon, and believe it or not, they put the news release out about these openings at 4:20 this afternoon.
No, they really did. Okay.
They did.
Well, how are Leicester and Northampton preparing? I'm guessing they're expecting a lot of people in traffic.
Yeah, that's one of the things. They don't know exactly how many people are going to show up. Are people going to be making road trips from Florida all the way up to be part of this? They have no idea. So the police chiefs in both Northampton and Leicester are putting a special operations plan in place. There'll be details out directing traffic and trying to keep things under control. Those details will be by the retailers, but they're putting the plan out to expect a big crowd.
Steve, what does this mean for other retail marijuana stores in the works? Is there any sense of how soon others might open?
I think you're going to be seeing a few of them pop on, as the weeks and months go on. There's just one other retailer has a final license. So presumably they're in that final stretch. And so maybe in another week or so, that's Pharmacanis down in Wareham. They have the final license. They're going to the Cannabis Control Commission is going to be awarding two more retail licenses on Tuesday. So, again, you're going to start seeing these pop up and eventually open up.
It has been 2 years since Massachusetts voters passed the recreational marijuana laws, and there's been delays in opening the retail shops. Can you remind us what's been happening that slowed down the process?
Well, sure. The Cannabis Control Commission, they just started accepting the license applications in the spring because they had to create all the regulations and the licensing procedures and everything. So everything is really the first time that they've done all. So they're taking that advice that new cannabis users are given. They're starting low and going slow. So they've been going through this process very methodically, and it has taken some time. But Commission Chair Steve Hoffman is satisfied with the process over the past 14 months since the commission was established.
I've said before, I'm proud of not just what we've accomplished, but how we've accomplished it in terms of working transparently and open in the public eye. So this is obviously an important milestone for the commission. I feel very proud of that and proud of all the people on the commission. But I think it's a very important milestone for the state as well. I think it's something that the voters voted for.
So Hoffman and the other commissioners will probably be discussing this at their next meeting on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, which presumably will be a few hours after the retail stores open up.
Well, Steve Brown, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR's Steve Brown.